去我们一起来看创世纪三十二章。
Let's all turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章三十一节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 31.
日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比奴伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Just as he crossed over Penuel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip.
雅各的后半生啊，他是瘸腿。
For the latter half of his life, Jacob lived as a limping person.
那三十一节讲到他这个瘸腿，腿瘸了的原因由来。
And here it describes how he came to become a handicap.
腿瘸了对雅各来讲是很不方便的一件事情。
And that he had to live his life limping was not a very convenient thing.
我们可以说这是雅各的一个人生的缺口。
And you can say that this was his defect in his life.
好，那我们也知道他为什么腿会瘸了。
And we all know why he came to have a limping leg.
这是我们所熟悉的一段故事这个雅各他的这个摔跤。
And we are all familiar with this story because it's the story of him wrestling.
那不晓得各位有没有这样想过，神为什么没有在一开始就摸了他一把，让他腿瘸了？
I don't know if any of you have ever thought of this, that God could have at the very beginning touched his hip and made him limp at the beginning of the wrestle.
我们不是什么重要人物但是我们常常觉得我们的时间很宝贵。
We aren't very valuable people, but sometimes we often think that time is valuable.
那神是何等的伟大，他的时间应该更宝贵。
And since God is so great, isn't His time so valuable?
神为什么浪费时间在那边跟雅各摔跤？为什么一开始就给他摸一把
？So then, if His time is valuable, why did He waste His time wrestling with Jacob? Why didn't He just touch his hip in the very beginning?
真的，神的意念、神的道路高过我们。
But really, it's true that God's ways and His thoughts are higher than ours.
亚伯拉罕曾经问神说，如果索多玛有五十个义人，你要不要毁灭那个城？
Abraham once asked God, if there are just 50 righteous, will you spare the city?
如果我是神的话，我一开始就跟亚伯拉罕说，别傻了，十个都没有。
If I were God, then I would have told him, don't be foolish.At the very onset, because there aren't even 10 righteous within that city.
那神还让亚伯拉罕五十个、四十五个、四十个、三十个这样一路求下来。
But God still allowed Abraham to continue asking to 45, 40, 30, and he let him continue asking his questions.
神很有耐心。
And obviously God has a lot of patience.
神的意念、神的道路高过我们。
So his thinking and his ways are.Higher than ours.
我们每一个人都会面对着我们人生的缺口。
We all face our own defects.
有三个问题我们可以想。
And so when we do, there are three things that we can think about.
这个缺口是怎么来的？
Where did this defect come from?
为什么会有这个缺口？
Why did we have this defect?
那我们应当如何？
And number three, what should we do?
第一个我们可以。看到说人生的缺口有时候是从神来的。
Sometimes we can see that the defects we have in life come from God.
创世纪三十二章二十五节。
Genesis, let's look at Genesis 32 verse 5.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
Oh, sorry, verse 25. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
在眼前的这个是神。
Before our eyes, this looks like God.
那一开始这个雅各，他不是跟神祈求他是在跟他是在摔跤，跟这个人摔跤。
And the story begins where he is wrestling with someone, and he's not just asking somebody.
那应该跟早上我所讲的有一点关系啊。雅各处在害怕当中。
And this actually has a little bit of correlation with my my sermon in the morning, which is that Jacob dwelt in fear.
在害怕当中，我们也常常会把人或者事情给他看错了。
And oftentimes when we dwell in fear, we will misjudge and misinterpret or look at things.
当我们在害怕中，我们常常会把人或事情都把它看成是负面的。
And when that happens, we often look at things in a negative perspective.
那在这里，这个雅各的大腿窝被摸了一把，所以他就扭了，腿就瘸了。
And here, when he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint.
所以让我们知道，人生的缺口常常是从神来的。
So this lets us know that sometimes our defects actually come from God.
在但以理书第四章里头提到巴比伦帝国那个最伟大的王尼布甲尼撒王。
Also in the book of Daniel chapter 4, it talks about Babylon's greatest king, King Nebuchadnezzar.
他不但勇敢，而且他是很有聪明的。
He was not only courageous, but he was also very smart.
所以他才能够统治一个这么大的帝国。
Which is why he was able to govern such a great country.
但是在他人生里头啊，曾经有一段时间呢，他是没有了正常的这种意识。
But there was a time in his life where he lost his rationale.
为什么神让他这样子
？Why? It was because God allowed him to.
新约里头的保罗是一个非常勇敢、非常认真的一个传道人。
And then Paul of the New Testament is also a very, very courageous and hardworking worker of God.
而且他也非常的有从神那里来的恩赐。
And he also received a lot of grace from God.
所以他行神迹，他也带领很多的人来相信主耶稣。
And so when he performed his miracles, he brought many people to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是在他的生活当中，有一件事情曾经很长的一段时间困扰着他。
But during his lifetime, there is one thing that really made things difficult for him for a long time.
就是保罗所说的，我的身上有一根刺。
Which is what Paul said that he has a thorn because this really bothered him.
那后来他也知道是主耶稣让这一根刺在他的身上。
And he later understood that it was Jesus Christ who allowed him to have this thorn.
所以第一个我们知道人生的缺口有时候是来自于神，是神所允许的。
So first we know that sometimes life's defects come from and are allowed by God.
那再来为什么神让我们有这个人生的缺口？
But then the next question is why did God allow us to have these defects?
早上我们提到雅各为什么害怕？
In the morning, we talked about why Jacob was afraid.
因为他要去面对着他的哥哥。
It was because he had to face his brother.
他的哥哥曾经说，等父母亲不在了，他要杀雅各。
Because Esau once said that after the time of mourning for his father was over, Jacob would not longer be there.
这是一句生气、愤怒的话。
These were words said in great anger.
但是既然说出来，它有可能会成为事实。
But since they were spoken, there was a high probability that it would come true.
所以雅各怕他的哥哥真的对他报复。
So Jacob really feared that Esau would take revenge on him.
摆在眼前的是哥哥带着400个人迎面而来。
And in front of his eyes, Esau brought 400 men together to meet him.
他真希望这件事情能够有一个和平圆满的解决。
And Jacob truly hoped that there would be a peaceful resolution to the situation.
所以有两种可能。
So there are two possibilities.
第一个，他的哥哥真的向他报复。
The first being that Esau was really there to take revenge.
所以雅各他要做一些准备。
So Jacob had to make preparations.
第二个可能，他的哥哥跟他和好。
The second possibility was that Esau was here to make peace.
那要和好总是也要有条件。
But when people are trying to negotiate peace, there are always some kind of conditions.
所以雅各就很谦卑的送了很大的礼物，要摆在哥哥的面前。
So very humbly, Jacob brought many gifts to Esau before him.
在箴言里头有一句话说，其实人与人之间的恨呢，是很难化解的。
But there is a saying that it's very difficult to melt the enmity and hatred between two people.
有谁不想要化解这个纷争或者怨恨？
Who doesn't want to get rid of and melt away hatred between two people?
好，我们看国际之间、国与国之间的这种争执啊，或者是仇恨。
We can even see it among between countries. We see a lot of strife.
啊，有多少的政治家、政治人物为了世界的和平、为了国际间的和平，他们是一天到晚挥来挥去。
And how many politicians have, for the sake of world peace, flown around to different countries trying to achieve it?
啊，有时候真的有一点点效果，但是让人很灰心，马上又有这个事情，那个事情又发生了。
And even though sometimes there's a glimmer of hope, suddenly things will happen here and there, and there will no longer be hope.
啊，雅各他真的需要跟哥哥达到和平。
So Jacob really wanted to achieve peace and harmony with his brother.
啊，在创世纪33:3-4.
Let's look at Genesis chapter 33, verse 3 and 4.
啊，这里在描写那个最后那一刹那，雅各是怎么的去面对他哥哥。
It describes how Jacob at the very last moment met with his brother.
啊，在第三节说，雅各一连七次俯伏在地，然后才靠近他的哥哥。
It said he bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother.
啊，如果你是以扫。
If you were Esau.
啊，你看到眼前这个弟弟。
And you saw this younger brother before you.
他俯伏在地。
And he was bowed down to the ground.
不但这样子，他腿瘸了。
And not only this, he was even crippled.
啊，不但谦卑，而且看起来很可怜。
Not only was he humble, he also looked pitiful.
啊，一个瘸腿的人，他这样子的，一连七次俯伏在地。
Because a crippled person was here, bowing down himself to the ground 7 times.
啊，眼前这一个瘸了腿的人是我的弟弟。
And this man crippled before me is my younger brother.
啊，虽然圣经没有做很多的描述，但是我们却有很大的空间，让我们来在这个场景里头来做一些联想。
Even though the Bible doesn't describe it very clearly, but there is a lot of things that we could imagine have gone on.
啊，以扫哥哥看到弟弟这样一个情况。
We can imagine what happened when Esau, the older brother, saw his brother Jacob in this state.
何必再跟一个瘸腿的人去争执计较呢？
What more can you complain and argue against one who is crippled?
啊，圣经没有写，但是我们可以这样来做推敲：雅各腿瘸了，也是他能够得到哥哥的同情的原因之一。
We can even say that perhaps one of the reasons Esau sympathized him was because he was crippled.
哦，真的，人性的光明的一面呢，就是有这种怜悯、恻隐的心。
And truly, in life, we humans have the abilities to sympathize with one another.
哦，真的，有时候我们看到对方已经这么惨了啊，我们说那就算了。
Because when we see other people that are already in such a sad state, we just think, forget about it.
啊，因为神实在愿意这对兄弟能够和好。
And it was because God really wanted these two siblings to be in harmony.
啊，那再来，啊，这个雅各啊，他应该是一直的依靠神才对。
And Jacob was also always, he should have always been relying upon God.
啊，他知道神的存在，神的同在。
He already understood God's existence and abidance.
啊，但是很多的时候啊，他似乎是一直在依靠自己。
But a lot of times it seemed more like he was relying on himself.
啊，我们请看31章。
Let's look at chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。31:20.
Chapter 31, verse 20.
雅各背着亚兰人拉班偷走了，并不告诉他。
And Jacob stole away unknown to Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee.
二十一节就带着所有的逃跑，他起身过大河，面向基列山行去。
So he fled with all he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead.
再看第三节。
Also, let's look at verse 3.
神对雅各说：“你要回你祖你父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。”
Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you."
第三节，神告诉雅各说：“你回故乡去。”
In verse 3, God told Jacob to return to his homeland.
那雅各必须面对着他眼前这个这么困难的人拉班。
But Jacob had to face such a difficult person, Laban.
如果你是雅各，你会怎么做？
So if you were Jacob, how would you have approached the situation?
是神要我回去的，神答应跟我同在。
God is the one that wants me to return, and He already promised His abidance.
所以我很可能就很勇敢的去跟拉班提出这个请求。
So I should very courageously be able to go to Laban and request that I leave.
因为神已经成为我的依靠。
Because God has already become my pillar and my reliance.
我需要用偷跑的吗？
Should I need to flee from Laban?
那我们看雅各，他是用偷跑的。
But we saw that Jacob indeed fled.
这是他自己可以有的方法。
He had a method that he could have used.
我们再看三十二章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 32, verse 7.
第七节，雅各就甚惧怕，而且愁烦，便把那与他同在的人口和羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队。
So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and herds and camels into two companies.
现在面对着危险。
Here he faced trouble.
那应该怎么办
？So what should he do?
我有方法。
I have a method.
把我的队伍分成两队。
I'll split my belongings into two companies.
第八节。
Verse 8.
说以扫若来击杀这一队，剩下的那一队还可以逃避。
And he said, if Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape.
他实在是有神可以依靠。
Jacob really did have God to rely on.
但是啊，他还不懂，好像还不懂去依靠神。
But it seems like he still didn't understand how to rely on God.
他还是用自己的方法。
So he still used his own methods.
把我的队伍分成两队。
He thought, I'll just split my people into two companies.
现在他的腿瘸了。
And now he was crippled.
他再也没有办法说我来偷跑。
Now he could no longer say, "I'm going to flee."
一个腿瘸了的人，跑不动了。
Because someone who's crippled can no longer run.
这时候他就必须依靠神。
So at this final point, he had no choice but to rely on God.
这时候他就不再走自己的道路，他要走神给他走的道路。
He could no longer walk his own path, but he had to walk the path that God established for him.
我们请看三十四章。
Let's look at chapter 34.
三十四章三十节。
34:30.
雅各对西缅和利未说：“你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有了臭名。我的人丁既然稀少。”他们必聚集来击杀我，我和全家的人都必灭绝。
Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I."
这时候雅各又遇到了危险。
Here once again Jacob faced danger.
雅各没有说，我逃跑吧。
But he didn't say, "Let's flee."
他似乎是很绝望。
And Doesn't it seem like he is very hopeless?
对方会来击杀我，甚至击杀全家的人。
Because the enemies will not only kill me, but in my entire household.
他没有办法再跑自己的路。
He could no longer run his own path.
因为他跑不了。
Because he couldn't run anymore.
他需要神。
And he needed God.
他需要神给他道路。
He needed God to give him a path.
35章第一节。
So in verse chapter 35, verse 1.
神对雅各说，起来，上伯特利去。住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神。
It said, God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God.
神就指示他，你现在应该怎么做。
So here God instructed him what he should do.
这时候的雅各他就照着做。
And this time, Jacob followed exactly God's instructions.
他的腿瘸了。
His leg was crippled.
这是他人生的缺口。
This was his life's defect.
但是这个帮助他依靠神，走神要他走的道路。
But here, there was one to help him and to instruct him in the way that he should go on God's path.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他们便起行前往，神使那周围城邑的人都甚惧怕，就不追赶雅各的众子了。
And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob.
照着那他来走神要他走的道路。
Here he walked the path that God prescribed for him.
神就让他没有惧怕。
And God allowed him to no longer be afraid.
因为他害怕着。周围的人会采取行动，会来报复。
Because he instilled terror upon those who were around him who wanted to take revenge.
照着雅各所说的一个事实，他的人口是稀少的。
It was based on a reality that Jacob stated, which was the fact that he didn't have very many people.
人少就容易被欺负，在那个时代。
Since he was few in number, it was easy for him to be bullied.
但是第五节说神使那周围的人都甚惧怕，反而是怕少数的雅各他们。
But in verse 5 of chapter 35, it says that the terror of God was upon those cities, even though they were few in number.
这是多么美好的一件事情。
How wonderful this is.
走神的道路。
Because he just walked God's path.
但是如果没有人生的缺口，我们也常常不会去走神的道路。
But if he didn't have that defect in his life, oftentimes what we do is, if we don't have that defect, we won't walk God's path.
我们再看创世纪四十六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 46.
创世纪四十六章第一节。
Genesis chapter 46, verse 1.
第一节，以色列带着一切所有的起身来到别示巴，就是献祭给他父亲以撒的神。
So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to God his father.
第二节，夜间神在异象中对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”
Then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am."
第三节，神说：“我是神，我就是你父亲的神。你下埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大主。”
And so he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there.
这里雅各他真的因为腿瘸了，所以他走神的道路。
Here, Jacob, because he was crippled, he walked God's path.
他要到埃及之前，他还要去献祭。
And before he went to Egypt, he offered sacrifice.
这个献祭常常就包括着对神的求问。
And this often involves requesting of God.
眼前来看，约瑟在埃及当宰相，约瑟的邀请本来就是应该下埃及。
And to anybody's eyes, it should be quite natural for him to go to Egypt because his son Joseph just became the prime minister of Egypt. It's been very natural for him to request his father to come down.
但是这时候的雅各，他已经非常的完全，他知道无论如何，他要走神的道路。
But here, Israel already knew very well what to do because he had been perfected by God. He knew that he had to walk only God's path.
所以他还是要求问神。
So he first still asked God.
神肯定的跟他讲：“你下埃及去。”
And God replied him affirmatively to go down to Egypt.
啊，为什么在我们的人生里头会有缺口？
So why do we sometimes have defects in our lives?
啊，如果从尼布甲尼撒王的例子，我们可以看到，为了让我们不要骄傲。
We can see that in Nebuchadnezzar's case, it was that so that he would not become proud.
哦，圣经从来不会否定人的努力。
The Bible never denies humans' efforts.
啊，但是人的努力的一个副产品就是骄傲。
But a byproduct of people's efforts is often pride.
啊，因为通常努力会带来成功。
Because oftentimes diligent effort brings success.
那成功的一个副产品就是骄傲。
And a byproduct of success is pride.
啊，那骄傲是神所厌恶的。
And pride is that which God hates.
啊，如果有了人生的缺口。
So if we have defects in our lives,
啊，我们就不会骄傲。
We won't be proud anymore.
啊，像尼布甲尼撒王，他经过了那一段人生的缺口。
Just like how Nebuchadnezzar also had to go through that defect in his life.
他不再骄傲了。
And because of it, he was no longer proud.
他不但认识神，啊，他也知道归荣耀给神。
He not only recognized God, but he understood that he had to give glory to God.
啊，所以看起来人生会有缺口，这是一个事实。
So it seems like having defects in life is just a reality of life.
那我们应该如何？
So what should we do?
啊，第一个，我们不要再耿耿于怀这个人生的缺口。
We shouldn't take these defects, take it to heart anymore.
啊，我们再看回创世纪三十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 32.
Thirty-two, verse 30. 雅各便给那个地方起名叫比奴伊勒，啊，就是神的面的意思，意思说我面对面见的神，我的性命仍得保全。
So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, which is face of God, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
啊。雅各要去看的不是他的腿瘸了。
What Jacob saw wasn't that his leg was crippled.
他要看到的是神的恩典。
What he wanted to see was God's grace.
啊，在人生的缺口里头，其实常常有更多神的恩典。
Oftentimes, in our defects, there is even more of God's grace.
啊，他说我见了神的面，啊，我的性命还得保全。
So here he said, I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved.
啊，其实我们跟雅各一样，我们都不是那么好。
Actually, we're just like Jacob, we aren't that good.
当我们不好的时候，我们有一个直接的反应，不要看到我。
And when we are not good, we have a very natural response, which is, don't look at me.
哦，其实我们就像耶伯他所说的，神啊，你为什么只看我？
It's just like Job when he kept asking, God, why do you keep looking at me?
哦，那么多的人，你为什么只有注意我？
There are so many people out there. Why do you only focus on me?
啊，因为神注意我们，我们就有很多缺点，好像就展露在神的面前。
And because he looks at us, it seems as if we have so many weaknesses and faults that are exposed to God.
啊，所以雅各说，我见了神的面，我的性命还保存。
But here Jacob said, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved."
啊，原来神的恩典是这么大。
No wonder that God's grace is so good and great.、哦、
人生的缺口是一个事实。
The defects of life are realities.
但是不要一直的去看它。
But don't keep focusing on them.
啊，缺口就是一个缺少。
Because defect.Well, first seem like you are lacking something.
但是其实我们所拥有的总是比所没有的还要多出许多。
But actually, having something, is actually much more than.
我们所拥有的一定比我们所没有的还要多。
Because what we have will still be abundantly more than what we lack.
只是我们很容易只专注于。我们的缺口，我们所没有的。
But it's just that we often just keep focusing on what we don't have.
另一方面啊，就是我们要珍惜我们所拥有的。
On the other hand, we should really treasure what we do have.
那个浪子比喻里头，那个小儿子说：“为什么我要在这里等死？”
The prodigal son kept looking at his situation and thinking, "Why should I waste away here waiting for death?"
我为什么要在这里饿死？
Why do I have to stay here and starve to death?
我要回家去。
I want to return home.
我要回到父亲那里去。
And I want to return to my father.
以前他拥有父亲啊，但是他并没有那么珍惜。
In the past, he had his father, but he didn't treasure him.
啊，以前在家里头，他可能觉得很厌烦，他一直要离开家。
And before at home, he always felt very, very, very annoyed, and he always kept wanting to leave home.
啊，现在他很珍惜，我还有家。
But now that he was pitiful, he really treasured his home that he left.
好，他现在很珍惜，我还有一个父亲在，还有一个父亲。
And he really treasured his father and that he still had a father.
所以有人生的缺口，应该是帮助我们更珍惜我们眼前所拥有的。
So having defects in life also help us to treasure that which we have.
面对人生的缺口，我们直接的反应可能是我们不喜欢。
And when we face our defects, our first reaction is that we hate them.
有谁喜欢腿瘸了？
Who likes being crippled?
啊，但是这却是我们生命的一部分。
But it really is a part of our lives.
哦，我们要去接受，要去善待这个人生的缺口。
So we have to just accept and treat our defects kindly.
就好像保罗他如何来面对他身上的这一根刺。
Just like how Paul treated his thorn.
他终于明白了主的恩典够我用。
He finally understood that God's grace was sufficient for him.
所以虽然那根刺还在。
So even though that thorn still existed.
但是他却是更快乐更开朗。
He was still even more happy and more optimistic.
所以因为神爱我们每一个人，所以我们每一个人的生活里头都会好像缺少了某一件东西。
So because God loves each and every one of us, we will lack something in our lives.
并不是我们的神能力不够大。
It isn't that God's power isn't enough.
而是因为他爱我们每一个人，所以给我们每一个人都有着人生的缺口。
But rather because he loves us, that he has given each of us our own special defects.
圣经到处都在说神是全能的神。
All over the Bible it says that God is an almighty God.
所以面对人生的缺口，我们不用去做一些不必要的比较。
So when we're facing our defects, we don't have to make any pointless comparisons with other people.
这个以前的那个陶瓷做的铺满啊，它没有那个可以打开的洞，没有那个把钱拿出来的那个洞口。
There was once a person who had a piggy bank that didn't have a hole.
所以他意思就是他不可以，他没有办法反复使用。
So he couldn't really use the piggy bank.
后来的人比较聪明啊，会留一个孔，可以把钱倒出来再继续用。
But later on, people grew smarter and they invented piggy banks with holes in them so you could take the money out.
所以有个小故事说两个铺满。
So there's a little story that says, talks about two little clay piggy banks.
一个看起来比较可爱的样子。
One looks cuter.
所以那个小主人总是把铜板丢到这个可爱的里头。
So the little master always threw his money into this cuter little piggy bank.
那个比较不可爱的总是没有钱投在他里头。
But he didn't want to put any money into the uglier piggy bank.
所以那个比较不可爱的就觉得很沮丧。
So the ugly piggy bank was really sad.
我为什么这么不讨小主人的喜爱
？How come I don't earn the love of my master？
他总是不把铜板投在我里头， How come, 投在那个可爱的那个里头
？How come he always puts the money in the cuter piggy bank？
所以很快的那个可爱的就装满了铜板。
So really quickly, the cuter piggy bank was filled with money.
有一天这小主人实在很需要用他的零用钱 来买个什么东西。
But one day, the little master really needed money to buy something.
啊，虽然很可爱，但是为了里头的那些钱呢，还是要把它打破。
But even though that piggy bank was so cute, but because he really needed that money, he broke that piggy bank.
啊，不用被打破跟需要被打破比起来，你要哪一个？
So between being having to be shattered and not being shattered, which one would you rather be?
啊，或许很多人会选择我宁愿不可爱一点，但是不用被打破。
Probably most of us will choose to that you don't want to be shattered, but you're okay with being a little uglier.
啊，所以很坦然的来面对着我们人生的缺口。
So we should face our defects with very honest, a lot of honesty.
如果没有人生的缺口，或许我们对人的爱呀、啊，也会变得比较少，比较不美丽。
And maybe if we didn't have defects, we would have less love toward other people.
啊，这个爱是最美的事情。
Because love is the most beautiful thing.
啊，神就是为了让我们的爱能够更完全。
And God wants our love to be more perfect.
啊，所以他让我们人生有缺口。
So he allows us to have defects in life.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
啊，第四节，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
He comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble.
啊，那种很美的爱啊，就是所谓的有那个同理心。
With the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. The beautiful thing about love is having a sympathetic heart.
如果没有经过患难，我们怎么去跟患难的人有同样的感受？
If we've never gone through any tribulation, how can we comfort those who are also going through tribulation?
如果没有经过患难而得神的安慰，我们又如何用神的安慰去安慰别人？
And if we've never gone through tribulation and been comforted by God, how will we use the comfort we receive from God to comfort others?
所以神用我们人生的缺口，让我们能够更完全，更有智慧。
So God uses the defects in our lives to make us more wise and more perfect.
所以他真的是全能的神。
So that's why He is Almighty.
纵然在我们的人生里头有缺口。
So thank God that we have defects in our lives.
所以。有一句话这样讲，他说：“当神解决你的问题的时候，你相信神的能力。”
So there's a saying that says when God has resolved a problem for you, you have to believe in His power.
当神不解决你的问题的时候，那个是神，他相信你能够去面对，你能够去解决。
And when God doesn't solve the problem for you, it's that God believes that you can solve it.
我们难免都会为我们人生的缺口来做祈求。
We will inevitably make requests and petitions about our defects.
就像保罗为了他身上的那一根刺，他求了三次。
Just like how Paul requested about his thorn three times.
但是神没有把他拿掉。
But God didn't take away his thorn.
因为神他相信保罗他能够去他能够去面对，去解决他所遭遇的问题。
Because God believed that Paul could face and resolve his thorn.
这个反而让保罗更坚强让保罗更喜乐。
And instead, this allowed Paul to be even stronger and happier.
那要祷告前，我就用这个人生的缺口跟大家一起来思想，
so、
一起来做勉励。
I use this topic.That face the defects in life to encourage us.
好，那我们现在来一起做祷告。
Now let's pray.
求主耶稣赐给我们智慧能够明白 在我们生活当中我们所遭遇到的人生的缺口。
And let's pray that God will help us when we meet our defects in our lives.
啊，照着他美好的旨意啊，让我们能够更完全、更有智慧。
And so that in accordance with His beautiful will, we may become more perfect.
啊，也让我们更能够走在他的道路上面。
And more able to walk on His path.
啊，让我们能够更加的来依靠他。
And more able to rely on Him.
啊，让我们的人生其实是更加的美好。
And that our lives may be even better.
人生的缺口，它绝对不会去损害到我们应该有的啊幸福美好的人生。
Our defects in our lives should not ever really harm the happiness we will have in life.
好，那我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们都可以到前面来。
And those of us who wish to receive laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.